National Coordinator of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Marissa Finchburg, said, currently, the construction work at the Liberty Lodge Boys Training Center is complete and they are now finalizing the furnishings and other minor aspects of this program.
We are now going through the process and the rigors of retrofitting it with the right furnishings, furniture, etc., and staffing and so on, which will be in the next couple of months. So as far as that facility goes, we are okay thus far. And we also have, due to the relocation, which is at Daphne Community Center, Liberty Lodge will now have two separate components, which is a rehabilitation center for boys in conflict with the law, which will be facilitated through the family court and also the family affairs division. And we would also have the Daphne Community Center functioning as an in-transit care center for boys in need of care and protection due to abuse and violence by extension.
Mrs. Finchbach said they have held a number of training programs to ensure the smooth implementation of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, and she noted that training will continue in this regard.
In addition, we have been doing months and series of training in different areas, training in the development of diversion programs, training in the handling of juveniles in care, training for all service providers in terms of institutional arrangements for programs that require residential treatment. We also did a lot of training with regards to conflict resolution. We also touched the surface with regards to mentorship and mediation and those types of rehabilitative interventions for at-risk youth.
Mrs. Finchbach added that they have also held a community outreach program for parents in a number of communities as they strengthen the implementation of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project.
We looked at the basics of parenting that is required for parents who are in need of support initiatives to help when their children are exhibiting symptoms of behavior and conduct disorders. So as a result of that intervention, we have been able to successfully complete 28 community-based consultations and sessions as community-based town hall meetings in 28 communities. The title of that was the Connecting Families in Communities campaign. The theme was surrounding and the objective was focused on treating with teenagers that exhibit signs of behavior and conduct disorder and parents with the inability to be able to effectively provide the type of parenting support that the child needs.
National Coordinator of the Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Marissa Finchbach. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.